So, yeah, it's Friday. I tried to get on Coast to Coast. Of course, they don't take my call. They don't take anybody's call who's intelligent. You know, you get on there. If you get to the call screener, you know, I want to talk about Sybil Edmonds. You know, she's brought forward some allegations. General Ahmad apparently is responsible for financing the terrorist strike of 9/11. And he was working with the Bush administration on their invasion of Afghanistan strategy 2 days prior to 9/11 at the White House. That's according to Jim Mikliszewski over at MSNBC, who was provided the top-secret presidential directive documents outlining, without a shadow of doubt, that Bush is the actual Antichrist enemy of all creation. But they won't take my call. You know, they won't take anybody's call if you're going to mention there's video of liquefied iron flowing like water from the towers. Ian Punnett is an enemy of all peoples, man. Again, you people don't understand what a criminal is. You know, he's had this woman on who's talked about the subprime mortgage crisis. And she was actually quite informed and made a lot of sense, and that was great. Now, on Friday, he gets a guy on there who's blaming the people were stupid enough for taking the loan, and Ian Punnett, yeah, oh, I agree with you there, and he's forgotten everything he learned, like less than maybe 6 days ago or something. It wasn't more than a week and a half ago anyway. You know, he's forgotten all those things, and Ian Punnett says the towers fell naturally, got to get bin Laden. And remember his inflections. He sounds like a kid, right? You know, he sounds like a kid almost all the time. He's at seminary school. You know, you think he's maybe 24, 25. He's like, I don't know for sure, but I think he's like 50-something years old, and he always sounds like a kid. Like, I sound like a kid sometimes myself, but I'm a never-changing character. You know, that's the dynamics of what it is to be a human being. You know, you're changed by your surroundings, and, you know, if you listen to me a couple years ago, I sound quite a bit different, depending on which recording you're referring to. But Ian Punnett is always exactly the same. He's always that childish kind of guy. But he's there to support the neocons in every respect. You know, they don't take my calls. You know, if you block your call, they don't take your call. If you don't block your call, they wait to hear what your question is, then they just hang up on you. You know, George Norrie, this is already a couple of years ago, I think. Yeah, he had a guy in there who was saying, it's all the CIA's fault. They're totally incompetent at everything they do. And I phoned them up and I said, well, no, it's the CIA's formal conclusion through the evidence. Well, actually, it wasn't the formal conclusion by the CIA, but it's a formal conclusion by the presentation of the facts that the White House doctored the National Intelligence Estimate, because we have the two documents of question. We have the CIA's version or the intelligent people who work for police services in America, and then you had the White House version, and we could see that they changed paragraphs and rewrote the entire thing practically. So it wasn't the CIA's incompetence, it was the White House actually doctoring the National Intelligence Estimate. And the call screener just hung up on me. Oh, never mind. Forget it. Bye. Didn't even say that. But Chris, I think it was at that time. But, I mean, I can't get on there to speak on any subject because what I say is true. You know, the mortgage crisis, the thing that Ian Punnett doesn't want you to understand is that the bankers aren't required to cover the loan. Like, this is what you're forbidden to understand. Ian Punnett doesn't want you to understand that. Ron Paul does, sort of. But the bankers aren't required to cover the loan. So they make money selling the houses back and forth amongst themselves. And we have houses in San Francisco that are sheds that are $976,000 a piece. And it's like a shed. It's like a one-room. They call it a house because they have to. But they've just sold it back and forth amongst themselves. So we have all these properties in all these cities that have been sold back and forth that nobody's lived in. And then I don't know what all the details are. There has to be a huge formal criminal investigation. But I'd imagine what they've done is they did, just as of late, try to set these houses up with a bunch of poor people who don't have any money. Just said, here, take out a loan for $700,000. You're a homeless guy. We'll give you $10,000 on top of all that. And who wouldn't take that deal? Okay, and then you blame that guy. But how many of these houses have stayed uninhabited? Well, these bankers sell the house back and forth amongst themselves. Again, it's because you don't understand the difficult mental gymnastics that are required. And I'm not being facetious I'm not trying to say you're a stupid person. You have to be practically a god to understand these things. They're not easy subjects. Ron Paul has spent most of his life studying it, and he doesn't understand what he's saying. You know? And yet he's okay. I mean, he's the most qualified, with the exception of Kucinich, but Kucinich is overqualified because he's too wise. You know, Americans are too stupid to appreciate his wisdom. But Ron Paul has been gracious and honorable enough to say, you know, for all the disagreements he has with Kucinich, he's always been there on the freedom issues. Kucinich has. You know, you have to have evidence to form your conclusion. But Ian Punnett, on Friday's show, he had a guy call in there, yeah, the Antichrist. And remember, they do this all the time, right? You know, the Antichrist is never Bush, who gave you zero evidence and demanded if you form your own free thought, you're with the terrorists. He's the Antichrist. See, it's a very simple thing for everybody to understand. But true evil people, like Ian Punnett, he wants to play pretend. Well, you die as a victim for the neocon. And now why? What's his motivations? What are Alex Jones? What are his motivations? You know what I think it is, as I said repeatedly? They just don't like the fact that I'm a wiser man on almost every issue. But I'm an exception. But there's a lot of people who are wiser than Alex Jones on just about every social issue we have. Okay, he's a right-winger is always a stupider person because they're absolutionists. They go, it's this way. Like, you know, they say, possession is 9/10 of the law. Well, then that would be the guy's innocent, right? Foxy, this is what I'm saying. I'm alone in this universe because all of humanity has somehow, due to fluoride in your drinking water that lowers your IQ, through the vaccines that contain mercury that destroy living brain tissue, our whole entire society is dumbed down as practical illiterates. And it's hard for me to find anybody to even talk to. But at least Alex Jones is on these issues, right? But I don't want to stop there. I want, like with the fluoride, you get on coast to coast, you have to demand they take my call, okay? They're not taking my call, you know? They won't take my call. Now, how many other people say wise things that say, I think 9/11 should be formally investigated? Now, there's literally thousands, easily thousands of Americans who say that directly. You're telling me not one of them can ever, ever, ever get on coast to coast? Not one of them. You know, so I suspect they just hang up on anybody who says something wise. And then when you do hear them get on with George Norrie, he'll hang up on him right away. But as soon as you get like a pro-Bush, kill the innocent people, the Antichrist is going to be a good guy. He's going to have justice as a prerequisite to form our freedoms. He's really a bad guy. He's really the Antichrist. And they'll talk about that and roll it around. And I'm the creator. Okay, now, as all these things are self-reflective, you can come to form the exact same conclusions I did back at the inception of our all life itself. All life is created through me. It's a phenomenon that's not so phenomenal when you actually get to know me. It's not that incredible, although it is, you know, because there's a real God. But once you understand there's a real God, then I'm a gift to you to wonder that you have all these same abilities. Like, I can do things that are called... Anyway, listen, you think it's a miracle for me to kill a Bushite. It's not a miracle. It's an act of love to God. Like, they dropped 47,500 pounds of bombs on Baghdad, killed people indiscriminately. And then a couple of days later, Bushite put explosives under mentally handicapped women and blew them up in the marketplace and said it was Al-Qaeda. Now, they say that that's a terrible act, to kill people indiscriminately and call it Al-Qaeda or say it's Al-Qaeda. But they just, it was only days earlier where they dropped 47,500 pounds of bombs. You know, Al-Qaeda, why would Al-Qaeda always just indiscriminately murder innocent people? Zakari was fully disclosed as a psychop to kill Marines. Okay, so when you kill an Air Force, Marines, there's a little bit of leeway for a Marine because they're 19 minds of 10-year-olds. My brother died. And CJOB, yeah, well, you go back out there and fight the freedom fight for us and die too, you fucker. They're cowards and they're fucking, you know, they have no minds to understand what freedom is. But those in the Air Force that you kill instantly, as any man does, you do it because they know what they're doing is a crime against God. They indiscriminately bomb people. What, you know, as is my constant struggle here, what syllables of those sentences that I state to you do you fail to understand in your own mind or even disagree with? They tell us that's what they're doing. We have it on videotape constantly, them screaming, "Hor-yah," while they kill women and children running from their for their lives from a holy church. And they kill those children and say, yeah, we're fighting Al-Qaeda or whatever. And then they tell you, like, it's such a terrible thing what Al-Qaeda is doing, and that's a justification for murdering people. So why don't you kill somebody in the Air Force? And you as a Bush bitch, Nazi fuck, or a punk, you know, you go, ah, it's too much for my mind, man, I don't care. And all these innocent people die as murder victims. Well, American taxpayers pay the consequences of their betrayal to Christ. Where's Christ in America? You know, the Son of Man comes down, they say, prove it. What do you want me to do? You know, I can kill people easily, but why must I keep, why can't you just say, look, we want freedom to defend our own children? My son is in the Air Force. He's got a mind of a fucking 8-year-old. He's 19 years old, but he drank lots of fluoride, got lots of vaccines, and you think I'm being sarcastic. They talk to a soldier. You stop him on the street. Look, did you know that the FBI's formal conclusion is that General Ahmad funded the operation of 9/11? None of the guys are from Afghanistan. They run away. They run. Is that a man? A man would do that. An American would do that. An American would do that. Where are the honorable Americans? You know, Jack Blood's one of the best guys out there because he's just laying it on the line. Here's the facts. Here's the story. Jack Blood and Alex Jones, too. These are what newscasters all should be. All newscasters should be at least that open. You know, but in America, you know, they're like huge shining stars because these people on your TV will all of them, they'll just kill you and smile like George Norrie. You know, George Norrie wouldn't allow you to talk about Haiti, wouldn't allow you to talk about Lebanon, Iraq, Iran. I mean, your nation is at war with Iraq. You can't talk about it. You're not allowed to. You know, unless you're into nuking other countries or killing people indiscriminately. You know, you can't talk about aspartame just for a bit. And then George Norrie's forgotten all about it. But all George Norrie's ever had to do is say, look, aspartame is a poison. We want all Americans, first of all, we got to stop the war, okay? You have to hunt down and kill soldiers who serve for the Bushite cause, the neocon cause, the Zionist cause. These are not American soldiers. They war for Blackwater to rape American women. American women are raped by Blackwater and they go unarrested. In fact, those who protest Blackwater go to prison. George Norrie, he's still happy. You're fighting the good fight, dumb fuck Bushite grunt, who says nothing while NATO or those in the Air Force just indiscriminately bomb people. Say that's what we do. We suspected it was Al Qaeda. Well, Zakari's. It's fully disclosed that was a psychop. Okay, so why don't you kill Kimmett? I'm thinking too far there. You can't. No. We just kill people indiscriminately. They're enemies of God. You know, Bushite are the enemies of God. Now, why is it that you as a male just refuse to be a man? Because you're hypnotized by the TV, you watch the TV and you go, well, all those people support torture, nobody's complaining about that, everybody's cheering McCain. You know, and you people know, you don't know anything because George Norrie has taken no time to explain to you about Vietnam either. You know, all these shows have been dedicated to keeping you in the dark. Now you say, no, they cover all the important issues, like Area 51. You know, I'm not asking everybody to be an expert on Area 51, but I've spent a little bit of time looking at it. The military moves radioactive toxic waste and burns it there illegally. The people who live in the surrounding countryside have mostly died due to horrific cancers, because it's against the law to do that there. Now, 60 Minutes years ago did a show on this to tell you that's what Area 51 is. These are enemies of the human species. They work to kill you as a citizen in America for a dollar, for a couple of dollars to kill you. They don't live there, right? They just ship the radioactive toxic waste to be illegally burned, goes into the atmosphere, and kills all the people who live within something like a 50-mile or 80-mile radius. Now, it's been on 60 Minutes, okay? You do a little bit of research, you find out, never, ever mentioned on George Norrie. No, 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 they're going to tell you about the aliens again. Right? And even in that case, they're not honest with you. You know, we have on videotape spheres of light creating the crop circles. Why is it you've never seen that on Larry King? If you go to YouTube, you look at all the video footage of NASA. Somebody from NASA has released these videos of countless videos of aliens flying through our atmosphere. You know, why does George Norrie not show you or tell you about the light orbs creating the crop circles? Because you don't have anything else to discuss in that sphere of knowledge. Then you have to progress further and try to understand, are they saying something? Is there something important for us to learn here? No, he doesn't want you to learn anything. Right? You're forbidden. Except minimally, they will allow a libertarian kind of person who will say, oh, the IRS is bad. Get rid of it all. That's where Ron Paul is wrong. You know? True, the IRS is wrong or is broken. You have to fix it. That's the difference, eh? You want accountability. These guys, Walter Burian, I think, is a phenomenal mind. Greatest. He's way beyond my scope of expertise. He is an incredible individual, an actual American citizen. You know, incredible. But he will tell you all kinds of amazing things. But in the case of the IRS, all you want to do, if you want accountability, you know, you want to understand, and all the Bush bitch Nazi fucks that love George Norrie. We love George Norrie. He's the best, as Alex Jones will tell you constantly. And for what? Why? He's into killing kids. George Norrie told us he's into killing kids. Yeah, so what? I don't care about that truth. Yeah, but he's into killing all the people in Iraq. Yeah, I don't care. He's still such a great guy. He's into letting the neocons escape. Yeah, he's such a great guy. You know, and Alex Jones will tell you over and over again about how he's battling the New World Order, the evildoers, but not the child killers. You know, mercury in your vaccines is causing irreparable brain damage. Somebody call the fucking cops. You know, that's what I would be doing if I had a national show. I'd say, listen, you people live in this city, you get on your phone, and you have to accept that you might be the only individual wise enough in your entire fucking town, your state, your province, your country. You could be the only guy wise enough to say, hey, the doctors at my school, the school where my child is trying to get an education, are planning to put a neural toxin into my child's bloodstream. They threaten to arrest people who disagree that that's a good idea. I want the police to charge them with attempted murder or it's got to be something more serious than assault. It's got to warrant at least a 25-year prison term. These people have to be arrested. These are the discussions that I would be having with the audience, and I'd be saying, listen, do you disagree with this? I want to hear from you. I won't get mad at you. I want to hear what you have to say because I know already what's going to happen. There ain't going to be anybody to call in. Because when you talk to the doctor who's causing your child irreparable brain damage in America, as this has happened time and time and time again, you ask them, why are you doing this? Go, well, I wouldn't do it to my own child. That would be insane. I'll do it to your child for the $11,000. You know, it's like the Blackwater. They'll rape American women, or they'll have guys in their ranks from the worst of military dictatorships that are all into killing people to steal their money. They'll work side by side with these individuals who will rape American women, and you ask them, well, why don't you kill yourself? They say, oh, no, 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 I'm doing it for the cash. I get $1,200 a day for this. This fucker can go rape American women all he wants. I'm not here to defend freedom. I'm not here to defend anybody. And every single employee of Blackwater, Khaki, and Aegis will tell you that's what they are there for. They're not there to help you. They're not there to help anybody. You know, they provide security to Bin Laden's most trusted confidant, Zalmay Khalilzad. This is the guy that secured all of Bin Laden's weapons. He would work with Reagan when Bin Laden was called America's greatest freedom fighter. And he worked with Bin Laden for decades. This is the guy who Blackwater defends. And they say, oh, well, we'll just do it for the money. We're not here to fight judiciously to defend innocent people's lives. No, they shoot people indiscriminately. Over and over and over again. We need justice. You need to support me. Don't want to support me? Go and die then. What man on earth can speak as well as I can? Alex Jones doesn't understand economics. Doesn't understand a progressive tax structure. Doesn't understand that casinos are a bad thing. It's a totally regressive system. I'm not saying that that's a criminal act. I'm saying that's bad economics. You got guys who own casinos in Las Vegas that are clearing, as was reported on A&E on one of their shows, more than $10 billion a year. Do you think they've done anything to earn that cash, Alex? You know, you have these throughout all your states. We have it all over Canada. I want to defeat this evil. 649 tickets, you know, scratch and win tickets, all these operations have to be cleaned up, and they're huge criminal operations. I cannot find, it's without exception. Why is it like that? Because, one, there's no accountability. All the newspapers refuse to defend our communities. So if you have a job at the lotteries, you can pocket all the cash you want, practically. Nobody's going to say anything. The newspapers will do nothing to defend our community. When we have police operations that contain intelligent men, they're shut down. In Winnipeg Free Press, we had a guy in the Canadian Parliament. He's trying to tell people it's against the law to charge 50,000% interest on a loan. You're supposed to go to jail for that. He was on CJOB, briefly. Now, the Winnipeg Free Press and CJOB work together to viciously criminally assault our province. Every day we're robbed by these two institutions. No doubt about it. Everybody in Manitoba will tell you that. There's no content in either of these. Well, the Free Press, occasionally they do, once in a while they'll do something worthwhile. But CJOB, 70%+ is commercials for the programs that they have content on. Those in of themselves are commercials. They have a program called, for example, Ask the Expert. It's a commercial. You pay their radio station to come on as a guest to talk about how great your product or service is. It's a commercial. Weekends, no content at all. When people are at home, they don't want to inform us on anything. Okay, so we have this guy. At the Winnipeg Free Press, the only thing they listen to is CGOB. They're partners in crime. They have to pay attention to what each other is doing. So in the Free Press, a couple of days later, they do a story about how there's been so much public outcry to have a formal criminal investigation started on these check-cashing places, that somebody had to start pretending something was going to be done about it. And the Free Press did an article. And they interview the top cop who's responsible for this investigation. And the top cop says to the Free Press, you know, somebody should make a law and say that this isn't a legal thing. And that's it. The Free Press isn't there to tell you, no, it is against the law. They have a little discussion. Well, maybe we should make it a law. It's already against the law. The guy, one of our elected officials, momentarily was on CGOB. See, they can't go totally evil and start broadcasting, steal the innocent victim's money right now. They can't do that because soldiers would eventually wake up. And it's really, the soldiers are the hardest to wake up. You know, you're fighting for a Muslim fundamentalist regime in Iraq that oppresses, in Iraq too, but in Afghanistan, that's selling heroin, oppresses women, does nothing to defend children, steals all the fucking humanitarian aid cash. They haven't rebuilt a single thing there, from what I understand. Not much, anyway. Billions and billions and billions of dollars. Again, NATO indiscriminately slaughter people. They'll kill everybody in a village. And in when I was in my court case here in Canada, the largest in Canadian history, right? 100 years from now, they're going to be talking about my case. They're going to go, people of Earth at that time just refused to defend themselves and were just dying all over the place because they refused to defend an honorable man like Johnny. So he had to go to court all by himself, the Supreme Court of Canada, to fight Bush and Rumsfeld. Bush and Rumsfeld wanted me arrested. Well, they got me arrested 5 years ago for threatening to kill them both for 9/11. Right? And went to court and I won my case. Why? Because Bush did do 9/11. You know, the evidence is in. He's the Antichrist. George Norrie, no, the Antichrist is going to be a good guy. Evil people are good people. Right? The good guys are the evil guys. And you must support and whore your soul to a Zionist neocon who openly tells you they're going to steal an innocent person's home, put them in a concentration camp, deprive them food and water. You're going to do that to who? An innocent person. And George Norrie, he's only happy about that. And he'd go ballistic against any soldier who thought that they had an independent abilities to form their own conclusions. No, you must go blindly and be happy. Okay, so what's the plan? The plan is we're putting to death anybody who supports torture in wartime. Outside of war, it warrants the death sentence. But during war, we're just going to kill these people. Anybody who supports torture, kill them. Rifkin needs to be put to death. Okay, Rifkin's an interesting character. He gets on all the channels and says, well, maybe torture's a good thing. And nobody on the TV's there to go, no, it's a bad thing and warrants the death sentence. You know, George Norrie's never given you an opportunity to discuss the matter. He would fail. He doesn't have the intellect. This is what a Zionist is. You look at Israel. These things hate Christians and hate Jews because they're stupid, evil people. They know they can't compete. I mean, this is what Alex Jones fears. The reason Alex Jones won't have me on as a guest is because he knows I'm a wiser man. He just knows that. So instead of benefiting America and saying, look, let's get wise people to speak freely and benefit us all by communicating to each other, he doesn't want that to happen. You know, we need to go after those who support torture, okay? We need to recover all the stolen money. Greenspan took $4 trillion out of an Asian market scam. One of his buddies recently built a 36,000-square-foot Italian marbled mansion. People have to understand who these people are. But in the case of the zillionaires or the trillionaires or the billionaires, when you look at these individual people's lives and you say, well, what have you done? We know you've helped nobody to secure all this stolen loot. Like in the case of Greenspan, it's a criminal theft. It's $4 trillion, okay? You look at the individual and you go, what have you done? Nothing, okay? You have $1 trillion in your personal bank account. You've provided no good or service to anybody. You've just stolen all this cash from the American taxpayer. What are you doing now with all your cash? Supporting war. All they want to do is war our world. They want to kill people. They say Israel must continually kill innocent Christians. Now, why do bankers all support killing Christians, killing Jews? Why? It's just kind of like, well, you know, the reason, CGLB, for example, Jeff Currier, listen to this guy. He is one of the evilest men I've ever heard speak. He's eviler than George Norrie is even. He is so viciously evil. And go to CGOB.com and listen to him speak. All he's there to do is to kill Manitobans. He'll kill our families with his vicious evil poison. And now why do you think he does that? You know, he does it because he knows if he supports truth, eventually Manitobans might learn that he's stolen millions of dollars from ourselves. He knows if Manitobans understood that, he'd in all likelihood go to prison for a very, 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 very long time. He doesn't want to go to prison. Just like the banker who has $1 trillion doesn't want truth to prevail through our society because eventually we might learn. Well, why would we give all this money, our earned lives, our earned savings, a banker has just pocketed for himself? He's done no work for anybody. That's what a banker fears, that eventually you might become wise enough to understand a hedge fund manager has paid himself a salary of $1.5 billion. Does he have any special skills? No, he just has a special friend. Not everybody can be in the hedge fund market. You have to have a special license. In Canada, some like 18 individuals in a nation of 30 million, there's only 18 individuals that get these special licenses. And you go and look at who they are. Oh, he's a friend of the banker. He's a friend of the guy, you know, or he's connected to the banking industry. His family is. So he gets in Canada, the salary is about $30 million, $40 million a year. He gets to pocket $40 million a year, and he hasn't done anything. But people, and why would do hedge fund managers, why does Jeff Currier, and why do bankers all want to lie to you about Al-Qaeda and bin Laden? Because they don't want you to prevail with truth and justice through our living means. Because Jeff Currier would lose his job and go to prison. So he's there every day to lie to you. You listen to a show. I'll get on there. I'll tell him, hey, bin Laden's got nothing to do with 9/11. General Mamat funded Muhammad Atta. The Taliban were honorable and virtuous by demanding evidence to form America's conclusion. They were the ones holding up the American flag. Of course, he'd never let me say that much. But I've said one or two of those things. 5 minutes later, we got to get Al-Qaeda. He's there to lie to the soldier. You know, he doesn't do it accidentally. And then look at the content of CGOB programming. It's constant crap. They're never there to defend our communities. And then you got to look at the mechanisms they use. They go, oh no, we're in with the police. No, there's no honorable cop that supports CGOB. CGOB is there to kill our kids. They lie to our soldiers here in Manitoba. They're there lying to them. The soldiers in Afghanistan are not fighting for freedom. They're not fighting to defend Canadians. If they were fighting to defend Canadians, they would be disallowing heroin from being shipped into Vancouver. But instead, the soldiers say, no, we let the heroin come in. We don't want to die. We don't want to be shot at by the heroin pushers. So they're not there to defend Canada. They're not there to go after those who are responsible for the terrorist atrocity of 9/11 back in New York City. When have Canadian soldiers been ordered to kill a demon like Hillier? Hillier is an enemy of all free men. Hillier just recently, a couple of days ago, said, yeah, Canadians shouldn't be concerned about the innocent people that are tortured to death under our custody. You have to blame Afghanistan. That's Afghanistan's war. What the fuck? You see what evil is, my friends? And Hillier commands all Canadian forces. He's a demon liar. Listen to any of the pronouncements he gives. One lie after another lie after another lie. Why don't you support justice for ourselves, Hillier? No, he's just like CGOB. You know, he's just like the banker. Not, again, I'm not saying all bankers are bad guys. I'm saying the trillionaire bankers know they're enemies of all human life. And when you look at their, without exception, all of them are kill innocent Christians, fund wars, keep the people in the dark, make sure intelligent discourse is not allotted an opportunity for the people to freely discourse amongst themselves. See, if George Norrie allowed a man like me to speak, you'd understand that, you know, a central bank is what you need. But, you know, the semi-honorable Alex Jones and others will tell you, no, no, no. See, here's where they screw you up. But is it conscious with Alex Jones? No, I think he's just been influenced by evil. He thinks the Federal Reserve is a central bank. You know, Ron Paul's said this too. He says it's a central bank. We've got to get rid of a central bank. You don't have a central bank. These are private bankers. A central bank would serve the interests of the American public. Any profits that the bank would generate would go into the holdings of those that have deposits there, or the nations, which is really ultimately truly where it should be located, as the teachings of Christ would find agreement with ourselves on that, as too would Muhammad and everyone else. In Iraq, the profits that are generated by the bank would go back into the depositors' pockets. It's supposed to be the people who have money at the bank are the ones that are supposed to be lending out the money. But in America, the banker doesn't have to cover the loan. So they borrow money back and forth amongst themselves. And people think, oh yeah, no, it's a good thing because all these poor people get free houses. No, the banker holds the deed to the property. Okay? It's a shed they're selling for $900,000. Now, you're saying, oh, they're doing a good thing by giving a homeless guy a $900,000 shed. Well, that homeless person's not going to be able to sell the house or the shed for $900,000. And where do you think that $900,000 went? It went to the bank who holds the deed for the property. They're doing nobody any favors here. Ah, fuck. I'm tired of this. You have to fight for freedom. We want the 9/11 perpetrators brought to justice. That's almost every single Republican has to be brought into custody, awaiting public trial. Now, we're torturing none of them. We're just going to go by the evidence. And that's where, you know, that's where I part with Alex Jones. Alex Jones will tell you how terrible all these Democrats are. Everybody's corrupted in American politics. But nobody's more corrupted than a Republican enemy force that openly lies, cheats, and thieves from America, advocating torture as an honorable deed. Romney needs to be at least minimally arrested. He's an enemy of America. He supports kidnapping children and torturing them. His buddy, Cofer Black, has kidnapped children and they've disappeared, so he's probably tortured them to death. But Cofer Black freely admits he likes to kidnap people and torture them. Romney says he's best buds with him, and when he becomes president, boy, him and Cofer Black are going to rule the world. Okay, now, here's an example. You're a Bush bitch Nazi enemy of humanity. You live in America. You love CNN. You love George Norrie. You say George Norrie's a great guy. You want to kill people. You want to torture people. And Romney doesn't deserve to die as an enemy of man. His religion is a satanic, or it's taken off a satanic philosophy. You guys know that, right? No, you don't care what the truth is. The fact that Romney's got magical 35-year-old underwear is not a top priority news item. No. But here's what Romney told you in these things they call a debate. They're not, you know, these people are seriously unqualified, but there's nobody here to provide you such insight. But listen, Romney told you, he doesn't want to support, clean emission standards or cleaning up air quality on an international scale, because you can't do it unless China's going to cooperate with these standards. And if you can't do that, then why lose out to China in such a competitive marketplace? Kind of makes sense, right? Now, then he says to you, or he's asked, how he would garner such respect in America's context, and he says, well, he wouldn't mandate anything federally. He would make it up to the states, individual states, to make their decisions on whether the people who live in that state should be garnered safer air quality. And, you know, we got cars that run 150 miles at 100 miles an hour on batteries, and it costs you $3 to charge. But you don't fucking care. You know, we got free energies abounds all over the place. But, I test the waters. I give out a free energy idea. Everybody goes, he thinks he's so smart. Well, look, think about a boat in the ocean. You know, it's whatever. It's 1,000 tons. It's rocking back and forth all over the place. The waves are pushing. It's rocking. 1,000 tons is moving back and forth at the will of the moon. Do you think there's a way of harnessing that? You know, I can come up with 50 different ways of getting free energy. No problem. You know, but you don't care. You won't respect me. You won't even help me. But anyway, I want to get back to this Romney thing. Now, Romney says he's not going to tell people what to do. You have to make your own decision. As a leader, he's not going to lead. So elect him to be a Bush slave. Because you're going to kill innocent people, you're going to torture children, and you're going to let true evildoers run rampant through America, robbing from your lives and your worths. But listen, GE in the Hudson Valley, New Jersey. Type GE New Jersey in a search engine and read about this. What GE did, they're doing just what Romney is philosophizing for you there with that way of conducting national affairs. GE went to New Jersey and they said, listen, we want to contaminate this whole area. We're going to put PCBs and radioactive toxic waste throughout the Hudson Valley. It's going to kill most of the fish. All the thousands and thousands of people who work in the fishing industry, they're all going to lose their jobs. Their children are going to be poisoned and likely die. let us build a plant in New Jersey and spill radioactive toxic waste and millions of tons of PCBs in the Hudson Valley. Now, you'd think, if you lived in New Jersey, you'd say, no, I don't think that's a good idea. First of all, thousands of people are going to lose their livelihoods. Then you have the consequences of generations of women. Now, if you, they've done this study, like more than a decade ago, you study the blood of women, who live near the river, and they have, huge amounts of PCBs in their breast tissue, and they suffer from cancers, and they're dying, and they've died, and, you know, who knows? It's like the elevations of toxic chemicals there are unbelievable. They have said that as of late, the toxicity has gone down, and some fishing businesses have gotten back into the game. But I wouldn't be eating that fish if I were you. But whatever, okay. Listen, now GE came to New Jersey. Now you have to understand this. This is so critical. But you'll say you're hurting my mind to think that far, and you're not the greatest speaker on this because you haven't thought it through. But I want to tell you this as an important thing of what Romney brings you. And again, CNN doesn't teach you nothing. But in that situation, guess what? New Jersey said yes. Now, why would New Jersey say yes when they know that the place is going to be contaminated perhaps for generations? Women and men and children will die from all kinds of leukemia. And the fish will be toxic. You can't eat the fish. And thousands of people will lose their livelihoods. Why would New Jersey take a political position to do that? To sacrifice their own families to. Why? Well, guess why? GE said, listen, if you don't let us do this, we're going to go to the town across the river, and they'll let us do it to you there. So New Jersey had this situation. Either GE poisons their families on their side of the river, or GE poisons their families on the other side. Now, if GE poisons their families from New Jersey, New Jersey will benefit somewhat in killing their own children because some of that money will go into the pockets of politicians. So the politicians in New Jersey said, either we let them poison our families and don't get any cash, or we let them poison our families and they give us some kickbacks. We get some cash as politicians. And in every case, the people who live in the community are going to die. They're going to be poisoned. And the fishing industry will be totally wiped out. Thousands of people will lose their jobs. But we as politicians will get breaks from GE. Now, that's what Romney brings you. When Romney says, you know, the president's not in a position to make any decisions. Let's leave it up to the states. Okay? Now, that's a serious problem. You know, you research that subject, you son of a bitch. Those this is what we witness. Usenet is an awesome tool because you can see the ignorance and hatred for the human species that's expressed by Americans. You see the ISP, you can identify who's posting what and what nation they live in. Americans are true enemies of all civilized beings because you're on the internet. It takes you only 30 seconds to do a quick search on Google to verify or disprove something. But Americans just refuse to. You know? Or not all Americans, but most these parasites. They're worse than parasites. You know, they're vicious, evil, racist, Nazi trash. They know General Madfun and Muhammad Atta. They go on and on about killing Arabs. We gotta kill brown skinned people. We gotta kill black people. They go on endlessly. I have to fight censorship. I have to either track a guy down, beat him up, or kill him, because one guy complains against me. Google, you know, they want to censor all my material. The guy who advocates murdering Arabs, who right in front of himself knows they have nothing to do with 9/11, but just hates Arabs, gets to go on endlessly. He'll receive a million complaints. It don't matter. He can speak forever. You know, I had a radio program here in Manitoba. We had one guy who through the JDL or Jewish Defense League, JDL, said they were going to sue the radio station if Johnny didn't immediately lose his position to speak only truths. So I said to the guy, of course he wouldn't face me, he had to hide his identity. Right? I said, listen, you can have my show, you can have my entire radio program, you can have the whole hour broadcast, you can say anything you want, or you can debate me, you can take complete control and say whatever you wish. Is there anything that I've said personally that you disagree with that you want to let Manitobans better understand? No. He refused. Will you write something down for me? I want to understand where my critics are coming from. No. He refused. All he did was threaten to sue the University of Manitoba. So I talked to, you know, the people at the University of Manitoba, and I can understand what they're saying. They go, they don't have the millions of dollars to go through lawsuits for me against the JDL calling me an anti-Semite. I'm the Jew's Jew. I am the most powerful Jew that's ever existed or ever will. I am the biggest Jew. Not John Stewart. I am the biggest Jew. I can defend myself against anyone. But look at what the JDL does. They run and hide. No, no, no. They're not going to. They don't like my broadcast. I say, you take the broadcast. Have the whole hour. Do whatever you want. Or come, I'll give you I would do anything for them. They could have had the show continuously every day, you know, for weeks. They could have just, but they won't put in even 5 seconds. All they do is say, listen, we're not here to debate the facts because we're demon liars. But we're going to sue the university. You're going to have to hire lawyers if you do not deny Johnny an ability to speak freely. Okay? But so that's where these demon enemies of God who steal the Jewish faith, because the Jewish faith says, don't do to others what you wouldn't want to be done to yourself. Do you want to be in a concentration camp, deprived food and water, starving to death, bombed indiscriminately? Not from Israel, it's never an accident. It's not like Bushite NATO. These, they say, Dan Halowitz, he says, for every tin can rocket that came 26 miles into Haifa, we would blow up 10 multi-story buildings. And these would include, of course, apartment buildings. They'd kill all these people. And then, you know, as I said in my recording, King of the Jews, well, tin can rockets don't go 26 miles. There's no explosive warhead on this thing. It hits the ground. It barely scratches the cement. And they'll blow up 10 apartment buildings, murdering hundreds of thousands of people. Condoleezza Rice drops 7 million landmines. And the JDL and all these Jewish groups, they call themselves Jewish groups, they say, yeah, Condoleezza Rice, she's a goddess. She's amazing. She's so important to the Jewish struggle. You know, they kill people indiscriminately. And in Lebanon, of course, their first strike targets were the Jewish communities. As I've outlaid in my recording, one of the others, you know, in around that time. I should receive the Nobel Peace Prize for King of the Jews, my show King of the Jews. You know, I get attacked, not personally, because I kill you. You threaten my life, I'll kill you. Hey, that's the best way this can go down. If I can just, you know, kill these Bushites, we'll all benefit from that, because a Bushite is an enemy of God and man. But listen, we have problems. So Ron Paul, see, now Ron Paul's got problems, right? He's not an all right guy, but he's very much like Romney also. You know, he says, yeah, let the states make up their own decisions. So look at the case of New Jersey. You have to understand, that's a legit, you can't just say New Jersey is a bad place. These are great people. You know, they're American people. Good people. Can be good people. But you can understand the politics of our day. Politicians are there primarily to take bribes. You know, why is it that all the senators are multimillionaires or have hundreds of millions of dollars? Do you think they earn that cash somewhere? All they do is receive bribes from groups like AIPAC. you know, a McCain, they'll be sending free cash to Zionists in Israel, enemies of the Jew, who give that money back through AIPAC, and then AIPAC pays the politician the rewards for selling America out, for killing innocent Christians. So that's where that money's coming from. That's where why everybody at AIPAC has to be arrested for treason. All their assets need to be seized. They need to go through a fair public trial and then either put to death or serve the rest of their lives behind bars. Again, they advocate the murder of innocent people. They advocate the theft of an innocent person's home. There is no debate there. That's exactly what they're doing. Again, you're not familiar with Israeli politics. In Israel, they say this proudly. They say, we want to kill defenseless innocent families for every tin can rocket that comes in. And they do. We see the video of Lebanon. They blow up all the public infrastructure. They get their Zionist Nazi offspring to say, we love Lebanon. They write on the missiles, on the weapons, that they send firstly to Jewish communities in Lebanon. I'm not making that up. You didn't see it on CNN. Now, think in your mind. What's going on right now? In your mind. You're going, yeah, that can't be true. That's what CNN said. On everything else also. They go, we're not going to report that. That makes a Bushite look like a demonic evil force in our world that should be hunted down to the ends of this earth and put to death, rightly so, to defend our families, to defend our worth. So CNN's not going to talk about it. They're going to let these Nazi, the vicious fucking Nazi enemies, they gun down innocent people on videotape. They indiscriminately shoot women, children, walking down the street, and they give you the videotape and say, what are you going to do about it? We work for Aegis. You're not man enough to fucking hunt us down and kill us. I'm man enough. I want to get a posse together. Me and four guys. Me and 400 million men. We want to hunt down Aegis employees and kill every single last one of them. Every single last employee of Blackwater deserves to die by the will of us. They are the most despicable individuals hired from the most ruthless of military dictatorships. They're rapists. They tell you they're rapists. They need to die. We need to hunt them down and kill them. And you go, no, 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 no. We do it the other way, Johnny. We bomb people indiscriminately and we steal their money. We're America. Who's America? Anyway, don't want to get off my subject here. Ron Paul. Now, Ron Paul, he's not doing anything to deceive us, okay? These are just the ways he sees the world. And unfortunately, you know, I have a lot to argue with him about. You know, and he's an honorable man, for sure, most definitely. But he's got a lot of problems. A lot of his philosophies make no sense because they're not true. He tells you the Iraq conflict is a police action. No, it's not, Ron Paul. There is no justification for bombing the country. If it was a police action, they wouldn't have bombed the country because they had unrestricted access prior to the conflict beginning. So if it was a police action, Bush would be dead for high treason. Right? Iraq's got nothing to do with 9/11. You know, it's not a police action. They're stealing all the money. They stole the Iraq Development Fund, Ron. There was no evidence that there was WMDs present. All the evidence indicated that it had all been destroyed. But Bush personally, again, here's the problem with Alex Jones. Hey, Bush is just a puppet. No, Bush personally stole the evidence that Saddam gave to the UN, outlining when and where and with whom these munitions were destroyed. 10,000 pages of documents there. Bush. See, and that's the nature of the Antichrist. You go, I don't care. Don't get specifically to an individual. Everybody's good. Like, you know, like Alex Jones will tell you about George Norrie. George Norrie's despicably evil, man. You think because he doesn't growl, snort, and grunt, and he's always happy, therefore, no matter what cause he stands with, it's a good one because he's happy. He's happy about killing children. He's a good guy. He's happy about killing America. He's a good guy. You know, he doesn't want you to know all kinds of things, like General Ahmad. And neither does Alex Jones. You know, Alex Jones wants you to understand what a terrible woman Hillary is. Or Schwarzenegger, or, you know, do you think he could spend some time on Halliburton? No. You know, and is it conscious for Alex Jones? Is it conscious for Ron Paul? No, these are difficult subject matters. You have to understand Halliburton is very much like your healthcare industry. The government has some responsibility. And instead of taking care of the responsibility for yourselves through a system of accountability, they give the money to Halliburton as a subcontractor. It's a private company. In Canada or any other Western developed country, we don't do that. You don't have a middleman there. Why would you hire, like, you gotta, the military, you gotta have fuel transports that travel with the military. Okay? Now, before Halliburton, a guy in the military would drive a fuel tanker with the convoy, and that's how they would provide themselves fuel. Understand this. Concentrate and listen to me carefully. Now, what Halliburton's done is they said, we're going to subcontract that. Now, you don't need to subcontract anything. It's the military's responsibility to provide themselves fuel. But the military says, yeah, we're dumb fuck enemy grunts. We want to sacrifice the interests of soldiers and the expenses that are incurred in serving their interests and give that cash to Halliburton. So now you still have the fuel transport going with the military convoy, but you have a private contractor there who takes like 80% or 70%, and I've forgotten what the, I think it's more than 60%. 60% of the expenditures now go into Halliburton's pockets. Before, it was nothing would go to anybody else. It's just to spend money on fuel. Okay, so you got that situation. And that situation is identical to your healthcare industry, where your government says, we're taxing you, we're taking money from you for healthcare services, and in every other westernized country, the government takes that cash and then spends it and says, well, it's gotta go to doctor's salaries, we got some work that has to be done on this hospital or that, healthcare clinic. In America, they take that cash and they give it to a Ross Perot. Now Ross Perot, all the billions and billions of dollars Ross Perot's gotten, he's received from American taxpayers who were told they were paying for healthcare services. Now, you know, Ross Perot's not all that bad a guy. If you know who Ross Perot is, he's the greatest mind on capital tax exemptions. In the public sphere of what's acceptable through American corporate discourse. You know, he says these people, well, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he'll tell you, like, you're giving these people tax breaks. They're doing nothing for you already, as it is. You know, they got billions of dollars, and now they're saying to you as an American taxpayer, they don't want to pay taxes. You have to actually go out and earn a living. People in the market, they don't do no good for nobody, usually. Not always. I mean, there was a time before World War II where the market actually meant something. Now, since Hitler won the war, they deregulate everything, get rid of the rules in place to defend the mechanism of the market, and these guys, like hedge fund managers, make money not on helping businesses, but on exploiting the weakness of the mechanisms of the market itself. Right? The hedge fund manager has done nothing for nobody to have a salary of $1.5 billion. You know, it's a complicated thing that requires at least me to talk to you about it for an hour, just so you can understand what they're doing. You know, they have billions of dollars controlling the movement of capital. Now, if you move a bunch of, you know, pork bellies in one way, you know, certain reactions are going to occur in another. Now, if you control a large percentage of the market, it's no longer chaotic. It's not so moving with chaos because you have billions and billions of dollars in control. You can expect that this other commodity is going to go up or down a few pennies, right? And that's how they get their cash. It's got nothing to do with helping anybody. It's got to do with devaluating the worker, devaluating the product or service. Everybody loses to a hedge fund marketeer. Privateer. You know, and prior to World War II, you couldn't do that. You can't control the market. Purposefully, consciously, you want to control the market so you can exploit the weakness of other people who don't have $900 billion in one particular corner that you're going to move over to another corner back and forth, you know, you have, you know, trillions of dollars. Well, in fact, now it's insane, right? You have hundreds of trillions of dollars, and it's fictitious money. It's not real cash. And then when the real money comes in from the guy who's got, you know, the 401ks or the mutual funds or whatever, or the guy who thinks it's a smart idea to believe in the banker religion, loses all his pension, loses all his savings. Like with Enron, all these people, like I remember reading, the comments of a specific individual had lost more than $1 million. You know, and it's not lost, my friends. You could have your money back if you'll support me. I know where the money is. It's in the Cayman Islands. Okay, I guess I'm going to have to try to wrap the show up. I guess, you know, I'm somewhat chaotic too because there's so many critical issues. And it's hard to remain focused because, you know, it's all over the place. But if you respect me enough to demand George Norrie take my call, actually I want to host the Coast to Coast radio program and take open line calls. I want to talk to a guy like Alex Jones. I want to engage open debate, you know. Now, Alex Jones, he says he wants to do the same thing, but he's talking, you know, he's got his own issues and his own problems. But similarly, we're guided by the same interest, right? All people should. It shouldn't, as Alex Jones has said himself, you know, don't think of him as a Superman. He's a normal man. If you know these guys are causing American children irreparable brain damage, you should be as concerned as any real man would. But you look at America, and I know it's the TV. It's the TV that's causing us all our problems. You know, and there's a lot of psychological issues. People are affected by peer pressure. You don't want to be the outsider. You want to do what the TV shows, that five people are speaking to you over your screen. You're by yourself alone. If you have a concern, you're going to look like you're an odd guy out. And it shouldn't be the odd guy out. All men. Okay, so I want to find common ground. So maybe you don't believe in my philosophy of mathematics as it pertains to lottery revenues. And you think that issue shouldn't be allowed to be spoken. That guys who work at the lottery corporations have salaries that exceed the president or the Canadian prime minister. You know, everybody at the Manitoba lotteries gets a brand new free car. You know, you work there, you get a brand new free car. You know, and you're forbidden to talk about anything when you work there. Or you get fired, there's no union. There's nobody to defend your interests, and the newspaper is there criminally victimizing ourselves also. So if you work there, either you take the free car and the, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for expense accounts, you go to you can go on a cruise ship. There's no accountability. The people there have untold, who knows, billions of dollars perhaps in America. Like, you know, your Super Bowl lottery or whatever. I'd like to see who's running that. But let's go check it out. Those are interests that concern me, but perhaps you as an American, you don't have the skills. You hate wise men. You hate the guy who succeeds at math, and you hate the guy who succeeds at science. But let's try to find common ground on 9/11. Okay, nobody disagrees that Bush did 9/11. Bush and Cheney, most specifically, both have to be arrested. All their assets need to be seized, and they need to be held in custody awaiting formal public trial. Now, who else? Well, you know, it's a lot of people. You know, there's a list of just over 100 people that at the website whodidit.com. Yeah, whodidit.com, I think it is. Let's arrest all those people, okay? Now, where are we going to hold them? See, now these are the things that we would start on. We would take open line calls on coast to coast. There's probably a few private prisons that are empty that American taxpayers are paying to keep running. Let's take one of these empty private prisons and fill it up with Republicans. Those who are a part of the criminal transgression against God and man in New York City on 9/11. Do not fault yourself by fearing uncertainty. It's true, not all questions can be answered instantaneously, anyway, but we have to work through this struggle. These are monsters. And monsters aren't impossible to defeat. We can see what true evil is. Bush wants you to demonize a guy like Saddam Hussein. He's evil because you don't see him or understand him. He speaks another language. He's far away. But look at what Bush is, as the most evil person of all history. There's nobody more evil than Bush is. Look at how he talks to you. And he himself personally signed a top secret presidential strategy on how to invade Afghanistan 2 days prior to 9/11, when he was supposed to be on vacation after he received a warning of an imminent terrorist strike. Think about that. That's what evil is. You know, when you see these cop shows, a woman wanted to kill her husband, hired a hitman to do it, but it turned out to be the cops, and it was a sting operation. Now, when they initially come to her and say, oh, it's a terrible tragedy, husband's died, she seems very believable. She's very upset. Her husband has died. But yet we know that she actually hired the hitman to kill him. And it seems as real can be. You know, it's like great actors. You know, and most, if not all, you know, successful actors in Hollywood are there because they're actually quite skilled. You know, it's believable. It's real. You know, and there's some interesting history in theater. I don't want to get too far off track here. But just a quick little note. There are quite a substantial amount of actors who have died on stages, theatrical stages, in death scenes. You know, the number's huge, actually. You know, so there's a lot of actors that have been so committed and in making it real that they actually end up dying in their death scenes. So, you know, we're all actors, you know, but evil people want to con you and have you die as a coward in America anyway, today. McCain knows Bush did 9/11. Come on. You know what he's hiding from. He's hiding from Vietnam. He doesn't want Americans to ultimately learn what that conflict was about. And then actually, I've heard, I don't know the evidence directly, but there are people that say that not only, there's that aspect of it, but there's also another aspect where he didn't want to release American prisoners that were held captive, apparently. I don't know the details of that. But we know what McCain and any Republicans' intent is. It is to deny you knowledge, to deny you wisdom. They do not want you to understand what freedom is. You know, and this is the idea of Bush as the Antichrist. Like, you know, it's most difficult, I'm sure, for you to realize he didn't actually give you any evidence, closed investigations, and demanded if you formed independent thought on these issues, you would be with the terrorists. That's pretty wild. It is actually a thieving of God and faith from your soul. And then, on top of everything else, I come to you to say, I'm the Son of Man. You know, and it's nothing of what you understand through, you know, nobody does, right? I'm the actual creator. I remember creating the universe. Now you're going, yeah, whatever. But it's a property of consciousness that is timeless in its nature. So I did create the universe as real as anything can be created, but it was sort of done before I began. Because these are timeless. It's a difficult subject actually to talk about right now, but it's a phenomenon. I am truly a phenomenon, and I should garner some respect. It's hard for me to get to gain normal employment. Like, you know, there are a lot of people that, you know, they help me out, and I get a occasional work here and there. But you got to understand, people are fearful of me all over the place, not so much because of me personally. I love everybody, right, just about. It's the hardships that I bring along with me, you know, because I got to kill Bushite all the time. Bushite don't want to read. They don't want to write. They have no commitment to freedom. All they want to do is help the Antichrist escape a proper acknowledgement from God. So I don't care what falsehoods you believe. I'm going to win this game. I'm the creator. Okay? Now, as creator, I am your equal. I am not greater than you. I want you to succeed at the wonders of this universe far beyond even my abilities. well, not abilities, but, well, abilities. I mean, you can do all the things I can also. You know, we are living eternally, and we can understand this scientifically. You know, again, it's the things that George Norrie never wants you to learn from. And there isn't very many, you know, I'm really the only guy to talk to on that subject. But, I mean, there are other guys that do speak on these issues. And, again, they're never, you're never allowed to hear them articulate wise words. And they're not new ideas. You know, although some of them, you know, the, with quantum mechanics, people who talk about mysticism and quantum mechanics joined together are really where everybody should be interested in further understanding. But you never get that. There are lots of books, there are lots of great books, but you're never going to get that on George Norrie. Except for the exceptions of those that like to kill innocent children or bomb people indiscriminately, and they'll tell you about how George Norrie is a great man, and we gotta go get them. It's those. See, George Norrie, like NATO, he includes himself when he discusses a subject. He's us. Those bad guys are them. And George Norrie will kill you. He will kill your child. He will kill indiscriminately all 15-year-old children. He said so himself. Because we, at some point in time, might pick up a gun to defend ourselves. You know, and he doesn't allow you to discuss Iraq. He's not a great man. He's an evil man. You know, your nation is at war, but you cannot be allowed the time to discuss the impending Iraqi conflict. Like, before the war started, we had millions of people marching in the streets. George Norrie wouldn't put in 15 minutes, man. You can't. Anytime somebody would call, sorry, this isn't the forum for it. Or Art Bell would most specifically say that. He does that all the time. Anytime somebody intelligent phones and says, hey, this isn't the place to do that. And as soon as he hangs up, or just prior, he's just finished telling you about how you got to kill all these innocent, defenseless families. And Bin Laden did 9/11. But we can't talk about politics. You know, and he is an enemy of all human life. You know, he is despicably evil. You cannot, you see, you as my listener, perhaps you're not familiar with the internet too much, or a little bit. I'm the most prolific writer on earth. Now, it's not because I'm the most respected, far from it. It's just, you know, I write a hell of a lot, okay? Now, I've also sent hundreds of thousands of emails. George Norrie's received easily 1,000 emails from me, right? He reads all his emails. He'll tell you he reads all his emails. You know, and I've, as Alex Jones would say, but Alex Jones, I already know what his lie is going to be. He's go, I didn't hear your email, I didn't see it, or whatever. He'll come up with some excuse. And I like Alex Jones. I want to work with Alex Jones. I want to argue and debate Alex Jones on these subjects. And perhaps he'll trounce me over and over again, and it'll be beautiful. You know, we have to succeed at defeating these guys. Alex Jones doesn't want to hurt anybody. Alex Jones, as I've said several recordings ago, you know, although I can argue with him pretty successfully, he's like the Dalai Lama. He wants to love everybody. He doesn't understand that there are evil people who, you provide them the evidence, Alex, they don't care. They want to continually kill people. You know, so it's not only the information we need to get out. We also need to understand real action needs to transpire to defend ourselves from evil guys. Hold on a second.